I have always meant to apologize one way or another to a bunch of the announcers around about. I once said that they were saying, here's Morgan, they shouldn't say it. And I got a lot of letters from guys. They were perfectly innocent and trying to be nice fellas. I didn't know it. I'm sorry, fellas. I didn't know what you're up against. I thought people were just playing around. I didn't know you were being decent. I had been an announcer for so long, I forgot that there was honor among announcers. But there is some. Honor among announcers. A friend of mine just came in. A guy comes in every night and stares at me. I have to explain it to him. Do you mind? I was talking about honor among announcers, which there is.
There is?
Yes. Good-hearted fellows, which is more than I was. I was a thief. But I got out of it. I want to say a very pretty thank you to a guy who possibly won't hear it because the station he listens to only takes his good old jamboree once a week or so. A fellow named Robert Gray writes a column in the Memphis Commercial Appeal. Went and wrote a very nice column. Nice is a weak word. He gave me a lot of flattery, he did, in cold print. And I am one guy who does not say I enjoy flattery just to give you the impression that I'm modest, but trying not to be. I enjoy flattery, period. I just lie down on flattery and pull it in over me. And have a wonderful time. I wallow in it. I jump up and down on it. I just let it trickle all over me. A fellow named Gray said, good stuff. In fact, I'm about to subscribe to the Memphis Commercial Appeal for no other reason than I can read his column. Yeah, doesn't happen often enough. Probably not even taking the program in Memphis. That's the way life is these days. But at least I feel even with the world and don't have to send him a Christmas card, which would be pretty tough stuff. All right, Eddie, let's have a theme. Do anybody? There's Morgan. And a more unforgettable character you never met. May I ask that you sit down and listen while I explain my latest exploit?
Thank you.
As all of us know, there was really only one objective in having this program on the air at all. I wanted above and beyond any cash or produce remuneration that the world could give, to have a line, any line of mine, in the Reader's Digest. That's what I always wanted. I'd subscribed to the Reader's Digest for many years, and still do. I wanted so badly to be quoted in one of their departments, the one they call Picturesque Speech and Pattern. Because I had written many volumes of picturesque speech, which nobody ever paid any attention to, and I thought maybe one day I'd get one line into the Digest, see? Quote lots of other people there. It would have given point to my existence. Then, it happened. Yes, friends. 3 days ago, I was reading the December issue of the Reader's Digest, circulation over 4 million. And lo and behold, it had one of my weather reports printed on page 128. 128. Isn't that wonderful? Let me read it to you. It's a weather report I used about 10 months ago. This is the way it appears in the Digest. Weather forecast. Tomorrow, snow. Followed by little boys with sleds. And then it gives the source of the quotation. In parentheses, it says, Portland, Oregonian. Do you wonder that I sometimes have breakdowns? Portland, Oregonian, my hat. That's my weather forecast. Belongs to me personally and Digest. Send apology quick in mail or somebody's going to sue somebody. And it'll be me suing you for once. Portland, Oregonian. Don't believe there is a Portland, Oregonian. And now for tonight's meeting of the clan. First, we'll have the report of the treasurer. I have it right here. The Bensonhurst chapter of the Morgan clan took in 85 cents Thanksgiving Day by dressing in old clothes and singing Darling Nellie Gray on Flatbush Avenue. Most of it in pennies. The Washington Heights chapter made 47 cents in front of the Whalen Drugstore at 44th and Broadway by singing K-K-K-Katie. Morgan made a dime shining shoes.
A very good week, club members. Now, the report of the engineering department says that it has one of the same old recordings to be played at this meeting. That ought to happen pretty soon. Throw away for public consumption, Book 9, Chapter 4, of that celebrated worst seller, Patented Platitudes and Enervating Epigrams. One of the dullest features in radio today. I write it myself. Now, nurse, if you're ready, hand me my scalpel. Everybody set with dictaphone and compass? All right, I'll read slowly while you copy. Enervating Epigram, number 408. After the horse runs away, you lock the stable. This is the best thing you can do because it keeps the horse from coming back. Because in times like these, it's just another mouth to feed. Number 18. Evil to him who evil thinks. This is all right, too, because a friend of mine says that an evil mind is his only compensation. Number 5. Always put your best foot forward. I'm sorry, we can't discuss this one because if you have only 2 feet, you can't have a best foot. All you can have is a better foot. So we throw this out on a technicality. Number 103-427. Set a thief to catch a thief. As you can see, this is a diabolic plot to get rid of our police department. Number 41. Satan finds work for idle hands. And 41A, the road to perdition is paved with good intentions. I lump these two together because the next one, number 62 and even, is give the devil his due. Now here is this guy who already owns all the idle hands and he owns all the world's good intentions, and yet they say give him his due. What more does he want? Number 645, and this is a beaut. Blinder Eifer shot at Noor. I better repeat that. German. Blinder Eifer shot at Noor. It means blind zeal only does harm. I only published that one because somebody forgot it. Isn't that a beaut? German, too. This brings us to the end of Book 8, Chapter 6 of One Man's Family, brought to you by Tough Leaf Tea. Listen in again sometime if you want to. Eddie, I got a man listening. Play a recording.
Clem on the knees and begin the 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 clem on the knees. Son of man,
oh Lord,
Mary's baby,
my Lord,
son of David,
oh Lord,
bleeding lamb,
my good Lord,
son of man. Then my God stopped, looked around, saw blind Barnabas on the ground. He touched his eyes with the palm of his hand, and Barnabas saw like a natural man. Well, old blind Barnabas stood on the way,
blind Barnabas stood on the way,
old blind Barnabas
stood on the way, crying, oh Lord, have mercy on me.
Well, old blind Barnabas
stood on the way, blind Barnabas stood on the way,
old blind Barnabas
stood on the way, crying, oh Lord, have mercy on me.
There are 2 things people in radio do that I wish they'd cut out. Now, first thing is a technique known as that reminds me. Stick around. This is used in radio by anybody for anything. For instance, a guy will say something about the price of hobnailed shoes in Thailand, and before the words are out of his mustache, a baritone type comes in and says, "Yes, and talking about Thailand reminds me of one of the popular songs of the day." Then he sings it, and you rejoin another network. Another use of that reminds me is in getting commercials started. Right after the baritone sings "The Hills of Home," the announcer comes in and he says, "You know, friends, hearing Happy Joe Krubisch sing 'The Hills of Home' reminds me of the handsome new motor car for 1947, the Indefinite 8. Then by the time he's finished telling you about the Indefinite 8, somebody else has been reminded of something else, and the show goes on. See what I mean? People in radio, the whole industry just exists so that people can remind each other of something by reaching way out. The second nomination for obscurity is the old clock on the wall technique. This is homey. Radio, nobody ever refers to the clock or that clock. It's always the old clock on the wall. Fella says, "Well, I see by the old clock on the wall that my time is up. So I say to you..." Radio has the greatest collection of old clocks in the world. Creak with age. And every studio has one. I'm surprised they don't break up more broadcasts. What the industry really needs is a radio program without an old clock on the wall. As a matter of fact, what the industry needs is a radio program without any clock. Just an orchestra, a comedian, and two singers. Why hasn't somebody thought of that? Now, according to the old clock on the wall, it's time for a recording. Can't fight the old clock, can we?
Más y más y más, pero mucho más. Bésame así, 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 como quieras tú. ¿Acaso pretendes a por Dios, a darme ese beso tuyo que te pido?
Is Aurora on the other side of that record? Am I looking? It is, huh? That's the side you were supposed to play. It's the way I gave you the record. What's the use? What is the use? Why don't I get to be Rudy Valley and rich? Morgan will be in the same corner in front of this hot cigar store. Tomorrow night at the same time. Isn't that wonderful? The weather forecast. Oh, my. This is my last night on Earth. I quit. The weather, what's so funny? I don't see anything. Weather forecast for Irving, Berlin, and vicinity. It'll be raining violets and a wind shower.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.